Oh, goodness. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Talking with Cannabis, where we talk with cannabis.
But today is an episode, another episode of Retro TV and Cannabis.
I got hella gas, so I'll try to hold my burps. Somebody get him a water!
Anyways, yeah, welcome back to another episode of Retro TV and Cannabis. Today we're going to be talking about Creepshow 2.
So, buckle up. This one's going to be a bumpy ride. I just wanted to say something corny. I don't know.
Well, that's actually good. Foreshadowing.
Is it?
The Hitchhiker.
Ah.
The bumpy ride.
Well, I'm going to put it to y'all like this. We don't remember the stories in their entirety, but we are going to give a review because we're not watching it in front of us like YouTube videos. But we're going to start off with the first story, which is the one titled, damn, I just had it pulled up.
The Old Chief.
Chief, right?
Yeah. Okay. So we'll start with that one in just a second.
Welcome back, everybody. And let's get into the show. Before any further ado, right?
Ooh. Yes. Let us go ahead and start with the first short story.
Which was the one with the man.
The Old Chief Woodenhead, I think was the name.
Was it really?
I think so. Well, I looked it up. So basically, this old couple live in this little small old town. It's really run down, and they have this like old chief Native American statue in front of their store, and they, you know, highly respect it. But
yeah, Old Chief Woodenhead.
Yep, but the wife is like, you know, hey, maybe we should close down now. There's nothing out here, and this Native American, I think he's head of the tribe. He comes there to the store and gives the owner of the store these jewels and stuff. And he's like, yeah, I want you to hold on to these and, you know, stuff like that, right? They're making like a peace type of like deal or something. For him being so, I guess, respectful and gracious to the land or whatever. And then after that,
that's when,
the grandson of the chief or the head of the tribe or whatever you, however you want to like word it, he comes to the store and he's like, I'm going to rob the store with my two friends and, you know, we're going to take all this money and jewelry or whatever and stuff.
With this little shotgun and he's stroking it.
Yep. And he's like, you know, I'm going to go to Hollywood and I have beautiful hair and all this stuff. And he ends up leaving the store after.
And the fat friend is just looting all the food.
Mm-hmm. And they end up leaving the store after hurting the couple. And, basically, the old chief statue comes after them and seeks vengeance and revenge on the young adults that did that. And he ends up going back to the place, and at the end of the episode, he's like holding the hair.
Yeah, he scalped him with a tomahawk.
Yep, and the guy was just kind of like, okay, you know, rest easy now, you know, and kind of that's it. Wasn't even really phased that he, like, murdered his grandson. He was just like, yeah, okay, you rest.
Pretty much.
You rest.
Now on to the second story, The Rat. Ryan, in between, mind you, there are little cartoon interludes.
Yes.
Of the little boy and the bully, you know, the 90s trope.
Yes, you know, the little boy that got the comic book.
And we was talking about that, too. We was like, why was the 90s so heavy on that bullying shit in all the movies? Like, everyone had a little bully. You know, it's like regular shit for everyone. You got the little bully and the bikes and the flannels and the... But anyways...
Hey, we're trying to, I think, normalize standing up towards bullying and also being more aware of bullying around you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people didn't do anything when bullying was going on. They just kind of went about
didn't
their day.
Eye. They didn't give a damn.
Wouldn't even look their direction sometimes. But anyways, so the raft is about four, I want to say these are dumb college kids, maybe.
Because they old enough to fucking drive and smoke weed.
They just seem older than high school, right? But they don't seem like they're smart enough to be like actual functioning adults in the real world yet.
Now, this time, just so you guys know, we're watching it. We're skipping through it as we're talking about it.
So college, let's just say college. Four college kids, they're dumb. Okay?
They're college bound, right?
They're smoking weed. One's got a jersey, you know, he's a jock type dude, right? You know.
Hormones raging.
He's got like the hot girlfriend and they both smoke and they're so cool. They got the sports car, you know.
Dream.
Right, and then they got the little, like, quiet friend in the back that's, like, also decent looking, but he's not, like, as popular. And then there's the quiet girl that doesn't really smoke weed that much or drink, and, you know, she's more covered up and reserved, but she's still a part of the group anyway, even though the group thinks she's boring. That's, like, kind of the dynamic of the setup, right? And they go to the water. They drive to some lake, you know? Just, it seems like, what, it's a weekend, right? And they're all stoned. Yep, and they're all stoned because they've been, you know, smoking the entire car ride.
They smoke like the skinniest pinner I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
They smoke like a... dude, that was like a twig.
They smoked like two, and now they're going to smoke some more when they get to the raft. They're going to swim out to a raft. Pretty much.
Because they're in this, like, remote-ass location. Just this lake. Random-ass lake. I mean, it looks peaceful. Look like people post up and be, you know, swimming.
Right.
But see, they already had a bad feeling about this, and that's where they should have stopped.
Right.
But peer pressure among young folks,
yep.
Right?
So they get in the water, and there's, like, this oil slick blob that ends up, like, swallowing these ducks, but they don't really pay attention to it. And it starts swimming towards the girls, and that's when the friend starts freaking out. And they're all smoking and they're watching this thing. And one of the quiet friend gets stoned and she kind of goes up to it. And she's like, oh, okay. And then the thing just like fucking eats her up hella fast.
Devours her.
And they're all like, oh, shit. Did it eat her? What the hell's going on? Because they're high. They're not really even sure what just happened, right? They just know that she is gone. So they're like, okay.
And might we mention that it looked like it was just a floating tarp the entire time?
Yes.
And we were presenting like we were the director. All right, cue the tarp.
Right, cue the tarp.
It's not moving fast enough. Pull it faster. All right, stop. Stop.
Push it with a stick. Push it out further.
Wait. The tarp's out of the shot.
The stick was in the frame.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, the boom's in. Oh, God damn it. It's hot out here. Shit.
Well, now it's cold. The kids are cold. Okay, get back in the water. Okay, you warm now. Get out of the water.
All right, kids. We're going to film this scene just for a little bit longer.
Right. Now, mind you,
they signed a waiver, right?
Yeah, mind you, they're filming in, like, just nothing but, like, you know, swimsuits and, like, one sweatshirt, which, by the way, was the other girl's, but she's dead now, so the other girl's wearing it, which is also just weird.
Mm-hmm.
But they're stuck on this raft and they're watching this like blob like taunt them and they're like, ooh. And then the little jock is like, I'm gonna take off while it's distracted. I can swim hella fast. And freaking it grabs onto his foot through the raft and it's like, gotcha.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, like through the board and it just starts like eating him up. Like through the raft.
And his acting, he's like, hey.
Yeah, because it kind of, like, pulled him through the board. Like, I don't know. It was... It didn't have any mercy on this guy. It just was like, yup, I'm... yeah.
We were trying to understand, like, what type of Elmer's glue slime were they using? And then they were able to get it to look like it was moving and shit. Which was cool. I don't understand how they did that. That's really good effects for that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to pull him. They're scared. They're screaming. He's like, help me, goddammit. And they're like, no, we're scared. Now it's just one boy and one girl. And, you know, since they know that it's coming through the boards, they're like, yep, just stand on your tippy toes until it goes away. And she's so fucking frightened, she jumped in his arms and shit.
Right. And he's like, yeah, I'm not that strong, so you just gonna have to stand.
You about to drop her.
Right, because it's like, yeah, I'm not how your boyfriend was. Your boyfriend was stronger than me. That's pretty much what he was saying.
So they stood like that for a while, and then they ended up sitting on the boards, and then they ended up sleeping on the boards, right?
Right.
Advertisement. But we can tell the story.
But basically, this guy is, like, watching the board. I mean, not watching the board. He's watching the blob so the girl can, like, sleep. And it's a bunch of bullshit. You know, he basically tries to do some
unconsensual acts.
Yes. And she's like, nah, like, in her sleep. And, like, yeah. I don't know. She ends up waking up, freaking out, because the blob ends up getting her through the boards.
And it's like, got her face, bro.
Yeah, pretty much. And he's just kind of like, oh, oops. Like, sorry. I was so distracted by trying to, like, touch you that, like, I wasn't paying attention to this, like, blob that ate our friends.
Essentially.
Yeah, like, he was so focused on...
you know what.
Yeah.
That this thing was just...
and there's no boards.
But there's like... How do I put it?
Basically, she gets eaten up, though, and he swims. And right, he like, makes whatever this shit is. Shore, and he's like, I beat you. And then this thing came out of the water and fucking just swallowed him up. Stupid.
Toxic waste.
Yep, and then when they went to the sign in the bushes, it said, no swimming.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson. Look for signs around the lake or whatever you're, like, coming across, and make sure that it says it's okay to swim, or make sure that it doesn't say anything that says don't swim, because, yeah, sometimes that stuff's just hiding.
It's boiling like ramen noodles. Don't get in it. Because it... you gonna be boiling like ramen noodles. I don't know. It was like, that thing left nothing.
Toxic waste.
Right. Like Tayson Day. Wherever he is now. Thanks for the song Chocolate Rain, but we really know what you meant. Well, no, I mean, Chocolate Rain is a real thing, apparently. But it's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Very toxic. But whoever threw out their bacon grease in the water, they shouldn't have done it. So, all
right.
We hope y'all like that story. We're on to the very last one. We're getting ready to wrap things up here. And, shit.
Here's to the hitchhiker.
Yes, sir. So it starts off with this lady, and she's with a younger dude. She just got done getting her cheeks clapped. Mm-hmm. It's midnight, right? So she's like, oh.
It's late, girl.
He's like, man, my husband and da-da-da-da-da. And the dude's talking about some, yeah, 6 orgasms. You need to give me more money. She's like, damn, you counting how many orgasms I have? You charged by the orgasm? He's like, yeah, I should. She does the 90s thing. She gets, you know, dressed really quick. And I'm just like, wow. Like, you have a husband and you was doing it with him, but you just gonna throw your clothes on and leave. You ain't gonna I'm not condoning it. I'm like, you could have at least showered. Because, you know, there ain't no covering that smell up. I'm just saying.
Especially after 6. Like, there's a smell. You should probably wash your ass.
But no, for some reason, her hair doesn't even look fucked with either. But she's, you know, she's fixing herself up, talking to the young man. And, you know, they might meet up again type shit. She put on her gloves. And then she hops in the Benzo. Got a clean-ass Benzo. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's riding down the highway, one of them dark highways with
and
no lights.
And might I just add that it's fucked up that she's even doing this in the first place, because it's like, you got a whole ass husband, right? Like, why the fuck
he's rich, couldn't a lawyer.
You, why the fuck couldn't you just get your 6 out of him?
Well, I guess she couldn't.
At that point, you just gotta make your marriage work. you might have to force some things. I'm just saying.
You know, Adam and Eve.
Like, you might have to sit there and be like, look, all right, sweetie, like, maybe I'll just do the work. You just lay there. I don't know. Like, you know, because look, y'all been together for that long, right? I just feel like she kind of just threw it away.
Yeah, she was beating herself up about it on the way back, and she was like, well, I'm already coming home late. You know what I'm saying?
So she already, see, she feel bad. See, that's what I'm, see, I told you. See, so like, honestly, I don't even think her husband was the problem. It's got to be something with her.
That's normally what they say about cheaters.
Yeah. Unless he's like a fucking asshole, but it doesn't seem like he is. So I'm like, okay, if we knew enough about the husband, right? It's like, all right, look, obviously she just got some issues going on.
So then there's this black guy on the side of the road, and she just fucking swerves and hits him for no reason. And then,
wait, are we sure that that was for no reason? Or, like, did she, like, hit, like, black ice? Or did, like, she get spooked? Because I thought...
Nah, she was a very distracted driver. She was, like, trying to light cigarettes and fuck with the radio and all that shit. And,
oh, so she was just irresponsible.
Yeah, a paper flew on her windshield like that. But she's just very guilty and, yeah, just all of that. So she hits the guy, you know, turns her lights off. And drives off. Well, first she does a donut, and then she drives off, right? Like, yeah, that wasn't obvious at all. Then Stephen King pulls up in a truck. He's like, yeah, like, I saw a car, but they didn't have the lights on, so I couldn't tell what car it was. And she's beating herself up like, hey, hopefully he's all right, you know, or, you know, maybe I could just turn myself in later.
No.
Then the corpse pops up, and... He's like, hey, lady, thanks for the ride. She's like, hell no. Like, you know, starts trying to escape him. Mm-hmm. And he just keeps running back into her. And what she does is she keeps trying to kill him with the car. He's hanging on the car for dear life. They're flying around, trying to fling him off the car, run him over, you know, smash him into a tree. And that was, I guess, the thing that she thought that did it. But no. As she gets to the garage, well, mind you, the husband... He was talking to Stephen King at the accident. So he was already coming home. So we don't know why. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she made it home. Dun, dun, dun. Right.
She was both cheating.
She makes it home. Then the thing. I call it a thing because it's a corpse. But it's so bloody and bashed up and gross that it's
thanks for the ride.
It's not even a fucking human anymore. Yeah, right. He says the catchphrase.
He all hotboxed his shit.
Right. Says the catchphrase.
Sorry.
And after that, yeah, he you know, he kills her. And due to carbon monoxide poisoning. Who knows what else he did?
I think that was it.
But,
I don't think he did much else.
The husband comes home, he opens the garage,
oh, wait.
And he's like...
He asked her, not the husband, but the corpse, like, he asked, he was like, you know, why'd you run me over? Why didn't you go back? Why'd you kill me?
Yeah.
Why didn't you stop?
So the whole time, we
what
take it as...
What was so important that you couldn't fucking go back for me? Pretty much, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The guilt.
And all I wanted was a ride.
Yeah, he was a hitchhiker.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short,
so
watch where the fuck you going and don't cheat on your husband, I guess.
Yep.
Or your significant other.
Exactly. And let's just say thank you to this lovely marijuana.
Provided by Fields Family Farms. We're smoking on some Sideshow. Pretty darn good. Pretty slumpy weed.
Does this seem like something that you would smoke at a sideshow?
Honestly,
like,
yeah.
Like, you pull this out, and everyone's going to be like, yes, I want to smoke that with you. I want to hang out, you know? And they're like, yeah, let me go pick it over there.
I like how you tossed it and it landed straight up. That was cool. But yeah, you guys, this was Retro TV and Cannabis. We hope you enjoyed it. Check out the movie if you want all the details. Yeah. Tune in next time for another episode of Talking with Cannabis.
Yep, and have a happy, happy Halloween.
Woo! Oh, oh.
Bye.